for.
Yeah, Brian, I think they're doing an executive, so I think you gotta go.
Yeah.
Remove this stuff.
Okay.
And you're completely off there.
Okay. Thank you. Joe, you second it?
Yeah, I'll second it.
All right, so we have a motion to go back into the meeting. Laurie, seconded by John. All those in favor? It's unanimous.
I make a motion that we discharge the lien on 173 Walker Road for Teresa Martell.
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion? All those in favor? Okay, we'll take care of that.
Very good, thank you.
Okay. Public input. Anybody has anything they want to bring into our notice here? They can have up to 5 minutes. Michelle.
Hi. I just wanted to know if the board would consider possibly forming a committee for Zoom and for YouTube. And I'd gladly train people that the board approves to run the meetings. It'll be much easier once all the new equipment is in. But if that's something they would consider, so that's not just me trying to volunteer and cover everything. Or maybe even if it would be that you want someone for each board that is trained to do it. It's really not that hard. this is a little more cumbersome, but once you have the other stuff set up, it's going to be pretty press and go. So I'm more than willing to volunteer my time training people, whoever you send my way, and or if you have someone else you want training, you know, whatever you want. I just wanted to put that out there so there's better coverage of the meetings.
When you say board,
like a committee,
yeah,
like a
I'm just seeing, I don't know where I'm going with this, but I'm just seeing that this really could be a high school kid getting some volunteer hours, and I'm just
I've tried that.
I know, but I have a different reach than you, so if I, you know, say that, you know, let's contact, let's get some volunteer hours, come in and do some community service, this is the committee we're looking for.
Yeah, and like, so there's people who are board approved to be able to do it and all that stuff, and so I can work in conjunction with the president to make sure everything's secure and safe and the passwords are safe. But I'm more than glad to help and be alongside helping people learn this stuff if they don't know it. But people like it, and it's hard for everything.
Most of them have.
They don't respond.
I know, but most of them have that technology second hand.
Yeah, they could be taking over the world on the computer.
Three of them, so they could switch.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Anybody else?
We're going to vote you in to do that.
Yes.
So I wanted to see if the select board would be interested in putting together. Like a town of Lyman cleanup committee, or I guess that's what you would call it, or some kind of committee. Ricky Booten had organized a cleanup day on the 18th for 3 hours, and it collected the number of bags of trash, but from what I hear and see as I'm driving around town, not a lot of different places got hit, so... if the town could put together this committee so that there would be more people organizing, more people, you know, helping Ricky get this going so that maybe we could do this 2 times a year, in the fall, in the spring, just get out and clean up the roads. I mean, we spent 3 hours on Kennebunk Pond Road, and we only got from our... well, from the pond up both sides of the road for 3 hours. And we had 5.5 bags of trash. And so I believe, yeah. And I was just driving down the hill from the dump, and I was like, it's just all covered on the side of the road. And it's like, it would just be nice if we could do it a couple times a year, but have more.
I know the Boy Scouts used to clean up that section by the transfer station.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's been done recently.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Could schedule a line.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you had, you know, kind of this committee, maybe we could work with, like, the cemetery committee, the park. Parks and Rec.
Boot training.
Like, they could get their own kind of volunteers that go and clean up the cemetery with them. Parks and Rec could go and get some volunteers, help clean up Bungana, you know, that kind of thing. And then the rest could be just stationed around, like, let's look at the town, see where the most need is, go to those areas. It would, the thing, like, for us, when we were picking up the trash, it was carrying the trash back. Like, we couldn't just leave it on the side of the road because we had to bring it back to the fire station. So, you know, even if, like, somebody had a truck and they just drove around town where they knew people were and just picked the bags up, you know, things like that. So, if you guys want to talk about that and see what you can do?
I have it on my list.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else? All right.
Hold on.
Oh, all right.
I am walking off the board. And I'm going to speak as a resident. If that's okay. Let's see. This is my opinion only and has nothing to do with my position as selectman. I've only been selectman for less than a year. Last selectman meeting, Dave and Brian Doolong came to the meeting and suggested that my offer to the town to reacquire the Cousins School was a conflict of interest, insinuating that I would try and profit off the taxpayer. The Doolongs have had a personal issue with my family for about 10 years. First with my mother, then with my brother, both who live next door and across the street. They both told me that someday they'll do the same to you, Dave. Now I see. With their subtle messages online and in public, they, in my opinion, try to drive a narrative as if I've done wrong on my projects around town and have received special treatment by certain town officials. By doing this, they have tried to hurt my reputation and stall me in any way they could to derail my projects. I am sure I gave him a bitter pill when I beat him at selectman seat, but unfortunately, Amber Sweat seemed to fall into the same and push the same narrative, intentionally or not. These three should be ashamed to be the ones that have taken the heartfelt gesture and turned it into something else. They should be ashamed. They should be ashamed at taking away the option of reacquiring the Cousins School. This school is in awesome shape. It never should have been sold, in my opinion. I listened to the tape of the last meeting and read the minutes from the meeting I made the offer. It was an honest gesture, not planned out ahead of time. And the vote that was in question was for a straw poll, not costing the town money or would not give me any financial gain. I was saddened and insulted that this was done to me, and it closed the door on my offer, for which many residents might have enjoyed. There was also a conversation about a cost to taxpayers for the engineered drawings. Priscilla Willett, who had been in town for the longest time and does a lot to serve the residents and runs the general assistance program, did not know about the drawings. Here are the drawings. It represents approximately $124,740 of taxpayer money. I had mentioned to the Doolongs that the building was over-designed and engineered. Dave Doolong quipped and said, "Some people think that." He does not believe that it was over-designed for what the town actually needs. It is over-designed. It's public information. You paid for it. Come take a look. It's amazing. Also, a roof was installed, new windows, lead and asbestos abatement, along with new town septic and design drainage. Some grant money for this or not, it is still our tax-paying money. The state and federal government doesn't have money. It is our money. It seems over $500,000 was spent on this former town asset, which includes the engineering. I was pursuing this building for a year. I asked several times for this public information and was told they would look for it, but they cannot find it. It was only after I purchased the building that I received the information I had requested for a year. Where was it? In the selectman's office, next to the filing cabinets, in four boxes. The plans were on the filing cabinet, and the documentation for the abatements and testing were neatly put in the filing cabinet. It took almost a year to receive this information. And this is where, online, they put an emoji and say, very suspicious. In Building 101, you need to control your costs. When you let an architect or an engineer perform a service to this size scope of work, they need to be kept in check, or this is what you end up with right here. A bloated scope of work that did not have to be done all at once, and in some cases, not done at all. I do not see the level of intention that Dave Dulong should have had during this time while he was a selectman trying to keep the project costs down, versus the level of scrutiny he provides to any and all of my projects in town. Dave Dulong has stated it took 5 months to look at the school to estimate, and the school is a dead issue. This, in my opinion, is a personal grudge the Dulongs have with me and my family, and it has no place in public forum. I'm sitting back on the chair. Any questions?
Okay, we're going to move on. We have no complaints on file.
Yep, one mail, if you want to announce it.
No one mail. The Route 202 Highway Project, just from the state, that the ultra-thin bonded wearing course and safety improvements. Route 202. And then the Department of Transportation awarded a contract to Allstate Asphalt out of Windham for that project. Okay. Minutes of the regular meeting dated April 27, 2021. Rusty seconded that. Laurie?
I got it.
Is there any input from anybody? Any questions? All those in favor? Tom? You weren't here. Okay, 4-0. Tom wasn't here. Okay. Payroll warrant number 48. In the amount of $16,167.88.
Make a motion to accept payroll warrant number 48, in the amount of
$16,167.88. I'll second that. Any questions? All those in favor? 5-0. Payroll warrant number 49, in the amount of $537,373.28.
So moved.
Any questions? All those in favor? 5-0. Payable warrant number 50 in the amount of $12,250.
Second.
Any questions? All those in favor? 5-0. Okay, unfinished business. Old Kennebunk Road work, where are we with that?
No idea. Supposed to be a letter generated and sent to him. Last I knew.
Okay.
No, you guys were going to, him and Morris were going to meet with his song. That's the last meeting.
I can tell you that hasn't been done.
Okay. Maybe next week? Next month?
This week.
This week? Okay, good. We have a treasurer report in here on expenditures. questions on that at all? New business. We need to schedule a public hearing for the annual town meeting. And it has to be at least 10 days before the June 8th vote. And it has to be posted for 7 days in advance. The suggestion is that if we have the public hearing on May 24th, that would fit the criteria, and they will post it by the 17th. It will go in the papers on May 10th and May 16th. So we either can make, we can decide now, or, yeah, today's May 3rd, so we need to make a decision today.
That's a public hearing for the warrants, right?
Yes.
Not specifically.
All yes.
Right. Okay,
yes.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So, May 24th.
Sure.
So we have a motion?
Yeah, I move May 24th.
At what time and where? What time and where? For the motion.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock?
Here.
Okay.
That's all right, Joe? 6 o'clock here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever you do.
Need a second? All right, Tom, seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. Thank you. We have a request from the animal control officer. You have a document in your notes there. Apparently, they've had to pick up some roosters lately. And they had to buy feed for the roosters. So they're looking to get reimbursed for the feed. And they have somebody on a farm that's agreed to take them. So they gave them the feed. And they would like to get reimbursed the $34 for the cost of the feed.
Yeah, I would move we do that.
So did you second that, Tom?
Yeah, I'll second that.
All right. Any questions? All those in favor? 5-0. Thank you. Okay. So, Bureau of Alcoholic Beverages, local option vote determination. Is that something we have to decide on today, Lori? On that alcohol?
I don't know what the deadline is on it. Probably not.
It says by July 1st, so.
Yeah, no, you got time.
We'll put this off for the next meeting.
Next agenda? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. We have some warrant articles for deficit appropriation. And I want to read through this so everybody can hear what this is. It says to see if the town will vote to appropriate from the 2020-2021 personnel budget up to $30,000 for the fiscal year 2020-2021 budget deficit for professional services. It says here there was an assessing item was budgeted as personnel, and a contractor was hired in lieu of personnel, so they need to transfer the funds from personnel to professional services. That was the KRT.
Okay.
We hired the Okay, so the second part is to see if the town will vote to appropriate from a donation $1,500 for the fiscal year 2020-21 budget deficit for mowing. The Little League gave the town a check for $1,500, and that money has to, by the regulations, go to the general fund. And it's what this is asking is to put it in to pay for some of the mowing. Okay. Oh, did they? Okay. The third one is to see if the town will vote to appropriate from surplus an amount not to exceed $15,000 for the fiscal year 2020-2021 budget deficit for general operating. It says this will cover many items that were unanticipated, such as computer equipment due to power outages, computer equipment and costs associated with broadcasting meetings through Zoom and YouTube, service costs associated with equipment and program failures, etc. And then the last item was to see if the town will vote to appropriate from surplus an amount not to exceed $37,000 for the fiscal year 2020-2021 budget deficit for solid waste. The prior year deficit was $28,760. Revenue that was applied to that was $13,433. And $15,316 was taken from the reserve account. The balance to zero. The reserve account now only has $7,660. So we need to vote to have these added to the town meeting for June.
I just got one question. These are all, these last two, are pertinent to us operating legally, right? Am I reading that right?
Yes.
So, we don't have, so what will we do? We'll run out of surplus.
So basically what John Nutt explained to me is, the money's in the budget. They're in different lines.
Yeah.
And we need to have vote approval to move it to cover the cost.
Right.
So it's not that we're overrunning the budget. It's that we're overrunning certain lines. And she wants to shift the money from one section to another.
Right. I understand that. But what I don't understand is, by the time this is voted on, I believe this money's going to be all spent. So, and I mean, you probably talked with the treasurer about this. She didn't see the need to have a special town meeting before that to get this covered?
No.
Okay, well,
no.
I'll default to that then.
Okay.
Yeah.
So?
I just didn't quite understand how that could work like that.
The way she explained it is more housekeeping than anything else.
Okay.
But it makes it so that it's done in the proper way.
Yeah, where she can pull it out of actual year budget surplus and not have to go into stored surplus.
Right.
All right, I understand that. All right. Well, thanks for taking the time to get that.
So I need a motion.
So moved.
Tom seconded it. Any questions from anybody before we vote? All those in favor? It's 5-0. Thank you. The next article we don't even need to deal with. Found out that was already taken care of in, with something else. So that's the end of the regular meeting that we have. So I need a motion.
I make a motion to go into an executive session. Title 1 MRSA 405-6E, Reason, Consultant, and Legal Counsel, and Title 1 MRSA 405-6A, Reason, Personal Matters.
Okay, and you just need Lori to stay, and that's all.
Oh, yeah.
And we're done.
Yeah.
We're done.
Sounds good.
Can I get a second and a vote?
So the second, Tom seconded, vote.
All in favor? Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.